Have you ever prayed or cried out to the Lord with every fiber of your being, but then it just seemed like heaven was silent or that God wasn't hearing your cry? Well, I can think of a few people in the Bible like that. For instance, David experienced silence. Habakkuk also experienced when heaven was silent. But you know what? We cry out to God by faith, not by sight.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Between a rock and a hard place. Have you ever been there before? Well, my friend, I sure have, many times in my life. David was there, as we find that his enemies rose up against him, even those that appeared to be his friend, those that seemed to be on David's side, that seemed to be for him, but really they were plotting against him. And my friend, just serving the Lord will cause people to get stirred up or cause people to rise up against you. But what did David do in his distress? Well, in Psalm 28, in verse 1, it says, "To you I will cry, O Lord my rock." So we find that David prayed. The word cry, in this sense, means to cry or to call. And he called out to the Lord. He called out to God. He prayed. In a time of trouble, in a time of distress, what are we as Christians to do? Well, it's not a time to keep silent, but rather it's a time to call upon the name of the Lord. It's in times like this that we have a tendency to cry out to God in ways that we might not otherwise do. We may pray, but then there is praying. I remember a time when I was in the Philippines on a missions trip. I was stricken with a fever, and the pastor called his doctor. He came to the house. He took a look at me, and he says, "There's nothing we can do." Boy, I tell you, that's not what I wanted to hear from the doctor. So when they left, you know what I did? Well, I had no choice. I had to cry out to God. I had to call upon the name of the Lord. And you know what God did? He came and visited me and touched me and delivered me, and I was able to continue and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I cried out to God maybe in other ways and that I might not cry out to him. But I tell you, I was desperate for God to touch and God to heal. We as Christians should pray. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not faint. My friend, if you need spiritual strength, then what do? We need to pray. We should seek God's face. Bring our petition before the throne room of God. We can come into the throne room of God with confidence or with boldness or full assurance because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross. It's good to pray, and we should, my friend. God wants us to pray. It's scriptural and it's biblical. But if we only pray when we're in trouble, then there's a problem. It's good that you prayed in the midst of your trial, but that's not the only time that we should pray. Pray in good times as well as in bad times. Pray when it's convenient and when it's not convenient. Pray when you're going down the road in your car. Pray when you're doing dishes in your house. Just cry out to God. You see, David prayed. He called out to the Lord in his time of need. He called out to God in his distress. And guess what happened? Heaven was silent. Oh my goodness. Have you ever been there? When you cried out to God and heaven was silent? Look at verse 1. David said, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me." Verse 2, he said, "Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee." Heaven was silent. Have you ever prayed and it seemed that God didn't hear, or that heaven was silent when you cried out to God? Habakkuk said this, "O Lord, how long shall I cry unto you, and you will not hear?" It appeared to Habakkuk that God was not listening to this prophet, and it appeared that way to David. Where was God? Was he on vacation? Was he taking a nap? Was he ignoring David? Was he angry with him? Did God run and hide? What was he doing? Well, I'll tell you what he was doing. He was drawing David closer to himself. That's right. Delay doesn't mean denial. It just means God's doing something deeper in your life. And maybe right now heaven is silent, and it could be that God is drawing you closer to himself.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.